The Santa Barbara Retro Radio Theater presents Tales from the Morgue.
A morgue, the peculiar name for a newspaper's archives, the resting place for odd, fascinating, and sometimes outrageous stories from the Santa Barbara News Press. Join me now as we spend a few moments with the morgue's keeper, Claude.
Oh, hello there.
Hello, Claude.
Oh, it's good to have a visitor now and then. Sit down on that rocking chair there.
Thank you.
You know, that chair belonged to Abraham Lincoln himself.
Really? It doesn't seem old at all.
Oh, it isn't old. He gave it to me himself just last week.
Claude, Abraham Lincoln has been dead for 150 years.
Really? Now that you mention it, he did look a little pale.
Well, how about some interesting tidbits from the history of Santa Barbara?
Oh, yes. Here's a little item. It's dated June 6, 1901. A stampede of well-dressed men descended on the White House clothing store yesterday when the haberdashery advertised a big clothing sale. $10 suits were on sale for only $8.50.
That's quite a bargain.
It would have been, but look here. See? The shoppers were outraged when they found the suits only came with one pair of pants and no spats.
Terrible.
Here's another. Teddy Roosevelt visits Santa Barbara. That was 1903.
Did he enjoy the trip?
Apparently. He's quoted, "The expedition was bully. I shot several deer, a wayward cormorant, and a Turkish spy."
Turkish spy?
He was in a Turkish bath. Now, here's one we don't like to talk about too much.
Oh?
1924. Santa Barbara Fiesta opens with pageantry and problems. A minor skirmish occurred yesterday at the beginning of the Fiesta parade when a number of people were arrested for disturbing the peace.
But go on.
Well, the story doesn't give details, but I happen to know what happened.
I'm telling you, lady, you can't be in a parade in them outfits.
Why not? We came all the way from Summerland, and it took us 3 hours.
3 hours?
Well, we stopped for a little libation in Montecito.
Yes, the Biltmore makes a mean Ramos Fizz.
That may be so, but you can't be in the parade.
Well, that's discrimination.
It ain't nothing of the kind, lady.
But it's Fiesta, and we came in costume.
Costume? Painting yourselves green and coming as an avocado ain't what I call a costume.
What's wrong with it?
You ain't got no clothes on, lady. And I ain't never seen no avocado with legs like yours.
We're a new variety. Long-stemmed.
Wrinkled skin is more like it.
Come on, Henrietta. We'll show him. We can always paint ourselves white and go to the garlic festival in Gilroy.
Very well. But this year, I want to be horseradish. It smells so much nicer.
Why do I get all the loonies?
And that's how it happened.
Well, thanks for the updates, Claude. We'll be going now.
Always glad to share the history with interested people. Goodbye. Oh, and by the way.
Yes?
If you see Mayor LaGuardia, tell him I've still got his autographed picture of Gypsy Rose Lee.
I'll do that. Goodbye, Claude.
This has been another episode of Tales from the Morgue, brought to you by the Santa Barbara News Press. Produced by Chris Beard, written and directed by Roger Rittner. Featured in the cast were Martin Medcalf, Dave Mallow, Molly Brandenburg, Carolyn Stonecloud, and Chris Beard. This has been a Santa Barbara Retro Radio Theater presentation.